I guess I was. Slow droop, you know, game plan all week that, he said if you just hit it, it'll be open. Been working hard in our permitting drills in practice. And like I said, he's been saying all week, if we hit it, we're going to have a big one. So, kudos to our punt return team. They blocked it well. Anybody in here could have returned that. It was a huge hole.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Other than the lineman, maybe.
Michael, what did you see as it unfolded in front of you?
You know, honestly, I caught the ball. I got it field. I think the only thing I saw was Sam Barrington almost tackled me. Kind of weaved him. He jumped out the way. And then from then on, it was the kicker. So I tried to beat him with speed. And fortunately, I could beat him. In the past, in college, I got tackled by a kicker a couple times. So I had to redeem myself.
Mike, in high school, did you have a kickoff return or punt return for a touchdown at all? Or was that the
first? I did. In high school, I had a couple, yeah. So it wasn't the first, but obviously it's the biggest stage I've ever had one there. So.
Mike, in what ways does that give you guys a boost, especially after they have the kickoff return, which I think you were in position to try and make the tackle?
Yeah.
What is that?
It was a bad play by me. Actually, I could have made the tackle. I could have took one more step, maybe, wrapped up a little bit. But, he's explosive. We were talking about him all week, too, in the return game. And, from then on, I just tried to make an impact in the special team game. And I got the punt return to try to get back at him, for a touchdown.
How much of a momentum changer is that?
I think it's huge. Anytime you can get a big play like that on special teams, it definitely boosts the whole team's momentum. And, definitely built off it going into the second half.